I note that it's been over a 12-month journey, really. This began with your workshop at the Green Shed at the beginning of last year, in which you signalled to the staff that you were looking for a clear set of priorities, particularly around the environment, and modifying the approach of council to take a stronger stance in regulation, to work more closely in partnership with others and to leverage funding of others, and also to take a step change accelerated approach to the council's activities. We took your direction from that and formulated the 2017 to 2021 strategic plan, which you then adopted. And then the challenge that the organisation, and particularly the executive, had was to translate that high-level strategic plan into very specific budgets and activities for this LTP. We set about reviewing every project, every budget, every activity in the organisation, and we did that from the ground up. In doing so, we identified savings of $500,000, which we have reflected in the revised budget. We also identified pressures on the organisation, and we brought those through in terms of business cases to you for consideration for additional funding. We also looked at how we could build on our experiences, our expertise, the activities of the past to get greater impact, and they came through the business cases as well. We then undertook functional reviews of a range of areas where we needed to think about whether we had the right approach. And you'll recall functional reviews of compliance, of land management, and of comms, among several others. We reviewed our fees, our user charges, rating methodologies, and we looked at how we can get better returns from the balance sheet and from the assets of the organisations. We've looked at how we can leverage external funding, and the plan that is before you today seeks very much to leverage the funding available for other parties, particularly central government, and we're very well positioned to do that. We looked at our borrowing and we looked at our capacity to borrow more, particularly to shift the burden of some of our more substantial activities over a longer period for intergenerational funding for activities that deliver intergenerational benefit. The overall message I want to leave you with today is that no stone has been left unturned over the last 9 months, if you like, in pursuit of supporting you in achieving the objectives that you have set for this organisation. We have also looked at the organisation's structure, the way we're organised, and 12 days ago the executive presented to the organisation a restructuring proposal. Over the last 2 days we have considered over 50 submissions from staff on those proposals, a number of which were group submissions representing much larger numbers of staff. The one consistent theme that came through that submission was an overwhelming support and excitement amongst staff in behind the direction of travel of this council. Our staff are out there at the front line every day, and they see the opportunities for us to make greater impact with greater resourcing. And they have told us that they see those opportunities as being very real. And this long-term plan presents them with the ability to deliver much more on your behalf. We are very conscious as a staff of this organisation of what we're asking of our ratepayers and what we're asking of those that use our services and are charged fees and charges. There is a step change here, and so we've been very cognizant of the need to rein in expenditure where we can, hence the savings that I referred to earlier, but also our need to reorganise ourselves and focus very, very carefully on ensuring that we get maximum impact from that additional funding. The overall budget position here takes our revenue from around $48 million in the current year to $60 million per annum by year three of this LTP. So it's a $12 million increase in overall revenue for the council based on all of those different levers that we're proposing be pulled. The expenditure goes from $46 million to $53 million by year three, which is a $7 million increase, and the difference between the $12 million increase in revenue and the $7 million in expenditure is payment of those additional borrowings, if you like. So we believe that we have delivered you an ambitious long-term plan proposal. We thought long and hard about whether it's realistic, and we believe it is, and we have arranged funding proposals and the staff organisational structure to support this ambitious program, and recognise the fact that there will be those in the community who doubt the necessity of this investment. We believe, based on our state of environment monitoring, based on the good results that we're seeing in things like the hotspots, based on the commentary from the likes of the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, the OECD's Environmental Review of New Zealand, the briefings to the incoming government, etc., the priorities that we are responding to are widely recognised as urgent and serious for this country. And we all also recognise that the rating survey last year gave us a very clear indication that the majority of our residents and ratepayers want to see us do much better, particularly in terms of land and water management. So it does align with all of the wider strategic drivers. And I'll just make one final comment about the urgency of this. There will be the argument mounted that we're moving too much too quickly. And on that, I would note that we are experiencing an increase in the frequency and intensity of weather events coming out of the tropics, which is driven heavily by sea temperatures. We know from climate change that we will see more of that as the oceans around New Zealand warm. The consequence for Hawke's Bay in particular is that we will have intense rainfall events more frequently and of greater intensity, and given the vulnerability of our landscapes to heavy rain that drives soil erosion, that's the number one driver of poor water quality and the number one driver of coastal impacts, that actually Hawke's Bay doesn't have any time to lose. The time it will take to reforest our erosion-prone landscapes at scale to make a significant difference to those issues is reasonably long. And we don't have a lot of time because change is upon us now. So from a staff perspective, while this is ambitious, we believe it's appropriate, and we're very pleased to present it to you as our best endeavours to meet the challenge that you have set us. And we now recognise that you have the difficult job of communicating this imperative to the wider community.